Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Michelle.
You are. I can vouch for that.
That's true.
Today we're talking about character actresses. I'm going to put you on the spot, Michelle. Tell us what a character actress is.
Generally, the way that they divide up actors is either you're like the ingenue / love interest or you're a character actor. There isn't a specific definition. It's actually very broad. It's generally if you're not the love interest, you're probably considered a character actor. You know, maybe it's someone who's overweight or maybe you have a funny face, but maybe not. Maybe you just often play the character-y type parts. You don't have to be ugly. People say character actors, and I think that they think that means fat or ugly or something, but it's not necessarily true. And actually a lot on my particular list don't fall into that category. Other people that fall into that category tend to be like very funny actresses.
Why is that? Why are like funny girls considered character?
Because best friends are good if they're funny.
Yeah, you want the best friends going to be funny. And also character actresses, you also kind of think they play maybe a different character than themselves, which in comedy, especially if you come up from the Groundlings, you come up from UCB, you know how to do character work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you think about like the ladies on Saturday Night Live. Some of them are quite beautiful, but they're very funny and they're able to do these crazy, wacky characters. And that's what kind of makes them a character actress as opposed to just the boring love interest ingenue type.
Yeah. So like, I guess like one of the main character actors that we did for our character actors list, which we did like a couple years ago, right, Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of us might have had Philip Seymour Hoffman on it.
Yeah.
And it's because that's like a great example of like someone who's funny and could be really dramatic at the same time. I would say it used to be that you'd call someone who was not as attractive a character actor or actress. But I feel like nowadays you can't do that because there's people who are like you wouldn't categorize as a leading man or woman that are actually, you know, leaving the character part or the supporting part and getting, you know, a full like lead. Like I think Steve Carell would be considered a guy who would actually like back in the day just be a character actor and be a supporting character, but he kind of broke out of that and now he only does like leading stuff, right?
And also you see some people, it's the opposite. As they get older, they go from being the leading actor to the character actor. You think of someone like Harrison Ford, who's going to start playing, you know, he's playing older roles now. Now he's not playing the lead. He's going to be playing the secondary parts. The actors that are successful over a long period of time are the ones who are able to take that turn and go, okay, I'm okay with no longer being the leading actor and now I'm going to be a character actor.
Yeah.
Now there's people that you can see clearly don't make that turn. I'm thinking like off the top of my head, like Jennifer Aniston is still struggling to try to be the leading ingenue. And you're like, honey, maybe you're not that anymore.
But when she does do the supporting, I think like she
does supporting? She doesn't take those roles.
Well, here, okay, this is not a very great example, but I think both for the two main actors in that, not main, but supporting, Horrible Bosses was not a very good movie, but I think the people who shined the most were Jennifer Aniston and Colin Farrell.
That was because she was playing a part that was different than herself.
Yeah, which was
like playing the hot, sexy.
Yeah. But person. Colin Farrell in that too, he plays lead and he played supporting and I think he outshined everybody.
Well, a lot of times Colin Farrell has done the character roles a lot and he always tends to outshine and he tends to be more interesting to watch in those roles. Actually, in general, I think character-y work tends to be more interesting than just the straight. Yeah. I mean, there's examples where that's not true, but a lot of times, like when these guys play these character roles, it becomes more interesting to watch anyway.
And I'm sorry, I know we're talking about actresses today, but I'm giving guy examples because I don't want to step on anybody's list. But like,
right, me too.
But like, hell, like Benicio del Toro made his career off of outshining everybody, as in like the Usual Suspects.
Sure. Or John Leguizamo is another one who's a very attractive person, but then he does these character roles very, very, very
It's kind of like you have a little bit more freedom to do whatever you want.
I think some actors, they enjoy them more. It's more fun than doing the, I'm just going to go be the leading guy I'm going to go kiss some girl and that's going to be the story.
Yeah.
I want to see Ryan Gosling do some character work. Anybody else? Anyone?
I would. Yeah. I would. Yeah.
He's good.
You know who I'm waiting to see?
Well, Bradley Cooper. There's one. He did it in American Hustle.
Yeah.
That was very character-y. He kind of went away from the leading man type.
Totally.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, since we're talking about before we get into the list. I wanted to talk about a movie. We're trying to do the Netflix stream of the week. We're trying to get back on that.
It's added a bunch of new stuff too. Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Doctor Who. All of season 7's now on there. In case anybody out there cares, but I just found that out. Very exciting.
But since we are talking about character actresses and actors, there's a really good documentary. This guy was on my list for character actors, and in fact, I would just say he's one of my top five favorite actors of all time, period. But there's a documentary on him. He really kind of keeps he tends to like not really do a lot of interviews, or really he doesn't really kind of like the limelight at all. And for him to be doing this, to let somebody do a documentary on him, was very interesting. I think it was one of his like ex-girlfriends who did the documentary.
Who is it? I know. Like, what is happening?
It's Harry Dean Stanton. The movie's called the actor's Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The movie's called
Harry
Dean Stanton, Partly Fiction. And it's streaming on Netflix right now. And it's really, really interesting. David Lynch talks a lot
in it. Where's it from?
It's very recent. It came out last year. Yeah.
I feel like he's like getting to the point where it's hard to do anything now.
But he still kind of, even the roles he does now, he still kind of shines. Like a couple years ago, he was an Alpha Dog. He played Emil Hirsch's grandfather.
Oh.
And he had a lot of scenes with him and Bruce Willis. And even then, he kind of shined. Like he always kind of finds a way to be like every man, yet kind of shine in his part. But it's a really good documentary. What's his name? The playwright Sam Shepard also talks a lot about him. Vim Benders talks a lot about him. Sam Shepard's great. He's another guy who's like lead and character.
Now he's more character. Yeah,
that he's older. Yeah, he's great. He was great in Mud.
Yeah, very character.
So check that out. It's streaming on Netflix. But we should get into our list, right?
Right.
Character actresses. Where do you want to start, Jenny? You want to start?
Sure.
You want me to start? You take it away.
So I tried to put a couple newbies in there too. I have about two of the older ones that are pretty well known, and three that are kind of newer, younger girls that it was kind of hard. I wanted to do all younger because I feel like people don't think about them as much, but it's hard only because they haven't done as much right now. So it's hard to like figure out who could be considered a character actor at this point. But I did do, my first three are going to be the younger ones. And so for my number five, I did Tina Majorino, who is the girl from Napoleon Dynamite and Veronica Mars.
Yeah. She's in Big Love.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think she's...
She played Tina? No, Tina was the llama. Sorry.
I can't remember her name on Napoleon Dynamite.
Like, your dinner, Tina.
But yeah, she's... I mean, I think she's in between you and me, Michelle, in age. Like, she's probably around that age. And she started when she was really young as a kid actor and then kind of left the scene for a while and came back in Napoleon Dynamite. And now she's like she's just the most gorgeous, like, quirky, like, not klutzy or ditzy. She's like more the quirky best friend type who, like, kind of almost nerdy, but not like, book smart, more like nerdy to the point of I don't know, like computer nerdy or like, you know,
but she has like a very
like
interesting
dorky
look.
I guess dorky is the word.
Yeah,
dorky.
but her features aren't dorky. Like, she's pretty good looking. Like,
she is,
but she doesn't look like your typical like leading lady. Like, she has like dark hair and like, you know, it's
like round cheeks.
Yeah,
not fat, she but like rounded.
She looks like a real woman.
Yes. Definitely.
But she's really attractive, and I remember her. I don't know if you're a fan of Waterworld, but remember she played the little girl in Waterworld.
See, I remember. I've never seen Waterworld, but I remember her from Andre.
Andre, yeah, she played.
Andre was one of my favorite movies. Yeah,
yes.
That's right. I loved that one.
She also did. She played Alice in like a TV Alice in Wonderland movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, she's done a lot of TV, and so that's kind of a thing. But I recently just watched all of the seasons of Veronica Mars right when the movie was coming out so that I could watch the movie. And so that reminded me of her because she's in like the whole thing. And she is just like in the movie, it's supposed to take place years later, you know, and she is just the most like sexy, beautiful, like, you know, ugly ducking turn swan thing, you know, and it's great. I like her a lot. I think she's really funny and talented.
What's her name again? Tina?
Tina Majorino. Majorino?
Yeah. I don't know.
Majorino.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
So that's your number five. Mm-hmm. Michelle, what is your number five?
My number five, I went with, I actually have a lot of older ones from like a long time ago for some reason. And like, as you were saying that, I started thinking of other ones more recent. So my first one is Carol Kane. The number one reason I went for her was, of course, Princess Bride, because her as the witch with Billy Crystal is like one of the best scenes, I think, in any movie ever.
Yeah.
She's great because you watch her play off of Billy Crystal, and she's one of those ones who's you know, quite beautiful. Especially when she was younger, she was very, very, very attractive, but she always played these really character-y parts. She actually won Emmys twice for playing Andy Kaufman's wife on Taxi. Mm-hmm. That was another real character part because, you know, they were supposed to be from, I don't remember where, some crazy country, wherever they were supposed to. Yeah. His name was Latka. But she played a really character-y role there, too. And I had thought in my head, because I was looking her up, thinking that maybe she was from the Saturday Night Live crowd, but she wasn't, and she didn't do improv either. She didn't come up that way. She came up from doing drama, and you know, she was in Annie Hall, of course.
Yeah, she was like one of the girls he dates.
Yeah,
who's like really neurotic and smokes a lot of pot, I think.
And she's one of Diane Keaton's best friends, so I have a feeling that's how she got how she got into that.
Dog Day Afternoon,
Adam's Family Values. She was in Adam's Family Values, and she plays all these really great character-y parts, even though she's, you know, very trained actress and also singer. She was in Wicked on the touring company of Wicked and the Broadway production of Wicked.
She's one of the ones that I feel I personally feel like she would be one of the ones considered, well, I don't think you could play leading, so we're going to just put you as the best friend.
Because she's not like standardly beautiful,
but she's very unique looking. Like, she's not ugly by any means, but she's very unique. She's got that unique look to her, which I think it's more, is she Jewish? I feel like she might be, like, she,
I don't know, she might be.
She has a little bit, it looks a little, and I feel like that.
She was, she, you know, no, I don't know. Her she was born Carolyn Laurie Kane, so Kane is her last name in Ohio. She did grow up in boarding schools, going to boarding schools, and she went to the professional children's school in New York, so she must have started working very young. Her first job was Carnal Knowledge, her film debut, and then Dog Day Afternoon. But she has an interesting quote about acting that I liked, where someone asked her if she'd ever want to quit quit acting for another job, and she says, "I don't put together cars, I put together people. It makes me happy to construct these people, to build another world. I feel happy and free and very consumed." Because that's kind of how she puts talking about building characters and making someone different from herself. And it's very interesting. She's now doing a lot of Broadway. It says in 2012, she was with on Broadway doing Harvey. So I guess she's been doing a lot of theater lately, is what it sounds like on her IMDb page.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's a really good actress. And she kind of does... like outshine. There's another girl. I guess a lot of these people on these lists are gonna really kind of that's really a character I remember from Princess Bride. She kind of really.
Oh yeah, you just remember her. Yeah.
Well, for my number five, I picked a newer actress, but who we've seen a lot of, and she's easily. It's not that she's easily forgettable, but she's so good at blending in and being funny and stuff. Like, she does her job and then just like. Just gets to the point. She's great. Judy Greer.
She's my number one.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You said you were going to go older.
I mixed it up. There's a lot of... It's funny because every time I'd go to the list, like, she kept popping up.
I like her a lot. She's one of my favorites. Funny.
So let's talk about her. She's your number one. She's my number five. I remember her first from Three Kings. She played the reporter George Clooney's sleeping with. But she is in everything. everybody probably knows her from Arrested Development. She plays Kitty Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has been in a ton of things. She's been in the big things like Adaptation. She was in 13 Going on 30, The Village. She's really funny in The Village. She brought a lot of humor to The Village, and The Village needed it because it was pretty hard to get through.
Oh, God, The Village, yeah.
She played Bryce Dallas Howard's sister. She's the one who asks Joaquin Phoenix to marry her first, and he says no. She's in a ton of stuff. Elizabethtown. She's in a really good movie that not a lot of people saw with David Duchovny called The TV Set. And it's written and directed by Jake Kasdan. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. It's me missing a David Duchovny movie. That would never happen.
The actor that you like is in it, Franz Kranz. Mm-hmm. He plays the actor in the movie.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
She's in that. She's in My Name is Earl.
She's the another one where she has the look that needs to be for a best friend. Like, she's always just,
she's
like, the best
looking
friend.
I find her
oh,
attractive.
Yeah. No, she's not. But for movie standards, she's not Jennifer Aniston, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But she's got that unique look to her and a unique voice, too, because she can do all those voice actors things like Archer.
She's an Archer.
She's got that unique voice that helps make her someone that you want to actually ask to be in your movie. And I think that's what it ends up coming down to, because she has like over 90 projects on her IMDb or something like that. There's like 90 things.
Yeah. She most recently is going to be in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I don't think she has any lines, though. It's funny. She wanted to be in the movie.
Her husband wanted her to be in the movie.
She requested to be in it. And they're like, the only part that's left is a non-speaking part. And she's like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't speak in the movie. But she certainly has a part in it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sure she'll do great, because all that, like, Andy Serkis doesn't get enough credit for that, like, how much motion capture work he does and how much he really brings to the movie. And I'm sure she'll bring a lot to it.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really hard.
Like, not only do you have to, like,
you have to learn
walk
all the
like
sounds,
a, like an ape, but the sounds. Yeah.
You have to do all the sounds and everything. Yeah.
So that is my number five, and Jenny's number one. Sorry, mm-hmm. I cock-blocked you on that.
That's right.
But, Judy Greer, number five.
All right. So, my number four is another young one. She's really good at playing the bitch part, and she's hilarious, and we all love her, and it's Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I definitely wanted her as an honorable mention on my list, so.
Yeah, I love her so much. She's, hilarious and everything that she does, and it makes me want to be her best friend.
Totally.
I think she's fairly new. I don't think she did very much when she was younger. I was gonna pull it up on my IMDb. Of course, I won't call. But she's been doing a lot more stuff recently. I remember her from like Scott Pilgrim.
Who was it again?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like. Same thing with what's his name? Andy Dwyer? What's his real name?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, like they're both kind of like blowing up in their own way.
Yeah.
Like, I know she was in Father John Misty's music video.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she's great. Like, she doesn't have any speaking parts in that, but she did a great part in that music video without saying a word, because it's all music. So she's pretty amazing. What other movies has she been in?
It says she was in Funny People. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. She played the nerdy girl with the glasses. You can't even tell it's her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then she's in, like, Scott Pilgrim. Yeah. And she's in Safety.
I love
Safety.
That time travel movie so much. The more I think about it. What was that?
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I love that one, too.
That one.
Yeah.
She's in that so one, too. Good in it. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
He's the guy directing Jurassic World now.
I know. That should be interesting.
But she's really great. She kind of has, like, this, like, deadpan humor.
Yeah.
That not a lot of women have. Like,
I feel like it was almost lost. Like, when you look back, that black comedy was really big, like a handful of years ago, and then it kind of just stopped. Mm. And then she didn't personally bring it back, but she's one of the ones that is definitely bringing it back.
Yeah.
Compared to other people.
I don't think she had any a lot of credits before Funny People. I think I heard an interview.
Yeah, no, it seems like she just started blowing up mostly after Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
They started asking her to do more stuff.
Yeah.
But I love her. I think she's a great addition to the show, and she's great.
Oh, yeah.
More
she's
stuff.
So funny. She's so good in Parks and Rec.
I'm curious to see what other movies she's going to start doing. She did, did you mention the movie she did on her own? The one where she's in high school? I mean.
Oh, To-Do List. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I saw parts of it. It was on it TV. Funny? It was pretty funny. She's great in it, of course, but.
Yeah. It had a pretty good cast. Yeah, it was. Like.
Yeah, but she's what makes it funny. Like, right, her awkwardness is what makes
it
funny.
And she wrote it, didn't she?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she maybe had a hand in it.
I think she might have produced it.
Oh,
I
don't think
she wrote it, yeah. But she's incredibly funny. There's a lot of funny ladies on this list, but I'm sure we're going to get to the dramatic parts. But I feel like that's what's great about character actors, that they so easily jump from humor to drama. And it's not a big stretch.
Right.
Yeah, where you're leading guys, technically, like, when I see a leading woman or leading man, they're either going to do comedy or drama. They don't flip-flop around, but with character actors, you do, because that's that diversity in them. Michelle, what is your number four?
My number four, and this is, we're going to drama right now, Melissa Leo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who I just adore.
Yeah.
I think she's so good in everything, and she always just pops off the screen. Interesting thing about her is she acted, when she was younger, she was on like All My Children and all that kind of stuff. And there was a long period of time where she couldn't get any work, and she struggled. She was saying how like it was a real struggle. And then she came back and got, and started getting those, like, she was doing like small roles, like co-stars or guest stars on television. And it wasn't until, I'm trying to remember what movie really, really pulled her back in.
I think it was 21 Grams.
It might have been 21 Grams. Red State, she was in Red State. Yeah. But you have all those.
21 Grams is the first movie I remember her coming back as like a grown up, you know, after she had been gone for a while. Because I remember her when she was younger.
Yeah, she was younger. She did all these like TV shows. If you look at her thing, it's like all these like TV shows.
But I don't know if you've seen 21 Grams, Jenny, but she's pretty intense in that. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's really heavy. Like, she plays Benicio del Toro's wife. And I mean, the whole movie's really heavy, but. She's got, her and Benicio have a lot to carry in the movie and a lot of weight, and she's amazing. And then in a part where she's kind of unrecognizable in The Fighter.
Well, and The Fighter is really the one that really put her back on the map, I think. And that's the one, because that's when she started getting all the awards and the nominations. Yeah. She's a person that you think she was the ingenue at one point. She was the young, gorgeous leading lady. And it actually was hard for her to make the jump into being a character actor. It took a long time of misses before she was able to turn it. And now, I mean, she's considered basically one of the most sought after character actors. You need an Irish mom. Well, there you go, Melissa Leo. What's she doing?
Yeah.
And she's just so good. She's always nominated now. Like every year, she's nominated for something.
It's funny.
Since then,
I forgot what someone was. I was talking to somebody. It was a woman, and she said, oh, I think her performance in The Fighter was overrated. She was so over the top. And I'm like, have you ever seen the footage of The Real Mom?
Yeah, she did The Real Mom.
And then
that's
she's like,
who
no.
She was.
She's on no. And then they went inside and they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. I was totally wrong. She was over the top because her character in real life is over the top.
Right. That's absolutely. Yeah. She studied it. And, you know, she has an Oscar to show. So it's like, hey, look, I got this Oscar. So how about you suck it?
Yeah.
But she's amazing. But it did take her a long time before she was able to really get that jump into being a character actor, which I think a lot of actors do have a hard time with.
Yeah. That was your number four?
Yes.
My number four, she's an older actress now. We all actually saw her talk, I think, in person. I'm talking about Beth Grant.
Oh, yeah. She's great. I saw her.
She was in, most recently, what we saw her in was
Child of God.
Child of God, I think, yeah. The James Franco written, directed movie. She played James Franco, Jim Parrick, and who else was her brother?
What, Scott Hayes?
No, mm-hmm. No. It was the guy who looks a lot like Tom Hardy, but isn't Tom Hardy. He was in Prometheus. I forget his name. But he has Tom Hardy features. But she, it's funny. I finished watching The Wizard, the movie with Fred Savage, and she played the waitress in
that's
that.
Right.
She played the waitress in that. But she, you, once you see her face, you're like, oh, I've seen that lady in everything. I guess most people would know her if you watch TV. She played Dwight Schrute's babysitter who dates him.
Oh yeah.
But she's amazing in everything, and she's really good at being like your typical mom. Like, she's just really great at that. She had one of the things I remember her from is Matchstick Men. Alison Lohman cons her, and she's just like so great at just playing the mom, and when we saw her talk, she was just seemed like the nicest like lady ever. But she's
a southerner, and yeah, it comes through. If you ever do meet her, she'll just sit there. Like, when we saw her, my mom went up to her and was like, "Oh, I'm from Stone Mountain, Georgia." "Oh, I know someone in Stone Mountain, Georgia," and started talking to mom. "Oh, do you know this family and this family?" she's a very southern woman.
She was in, what I remember her from, I just recently rewatched it. Oh, No Country for Old Men. She plays Josh Brolin's mother-in-law, and she's like talking in the cab, and she's surprisingly funny for that serious movie. But once you see, like, she has a ton of credits, like over 181 credits. But once you see her voice is really, really recognizable. Her face is really recognizable. But yeah, so
there's a picture of her on IMDb with The National. On the Mindy Project.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It says she has guest starred in hundreds of television shows, like The X-Files, Friends.
Yeah. She's just one of those people. Another one she's where they just like ask her, and she's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll come in."
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Justified. She played Mother Truth.
Yeah. She was on 6 Feet Under.
She's so creepy in The Office, though.
So. I know. No, she's perfect. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying, like, she's so sweet, but. But like, that's how good she is. Like, she just turns it and is like sweetly creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that is my number. Oh, she was in Modern Family. I don't remember her from that. But that is my number 4, Beth Grant.
All right. So my number 3?
Yeah.
My number 3 is another young one. It's she always plays the sweetheart, and it's Alison Brie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. To count her as a character actor, that's an interesting...
Yeah.
She's so good looking.
She is very good looking.
She does play... I've never every single part she plays is very different from each other. She doesn't just ever seem to play out of her straight behavior.
So everyone would know her as Annie from Community, right?
Right. Also, she's
never the lead, though. I've never seen her as the lead in anything.
Nope, never. It's funny, she played...
I think she could be. She probably just... I have a feeling she just doesn't really want to be the lead.
There's less pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the movie doesn't ride on you. You know, it's like, you could just... Hey, the movie failed. It was not my fault.
Yeah.
So people would know her as Annie from Community or...
Trudy
from Mad Men.
Yeah. And those are two very different characters.
Yeah. And...
Well, kind of, but they're both very much like... pretty sweetheart, like perfect.
But she showed a lot of, especially, I don't know what season you are in Mad Men, but she has in the later season, she has more scenes and she, you could see like how they matured her character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not that far yet. Maybe
you'll definitely see like, oh wow. Like I think it was right after she had done a lot more work in Community where they're like, oh wow, she's really good. We got to write more stuff for her. And they wrote up her part a little more, but, usually like, once you see this, the newer seasons, you'll see how big a change it is from Annie and Trudy. But yeah, she's really good. She is really good. She played Emily Blunt's sister, I think.
In 5 Year Engagement.
Yeah, with a British accent.
It was really,
it was interesting.
I didn't see it. I just remember seeing the trailer or something.
But she was good. Like, I mean, I didn't say
she's good and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. It didn't look false or anything. She's great.
She was in Kings of Summer too.
Oh, was she? I didn't see that. I missed it.
She was really good in that too. She was just the sister of one of the older boys.
She's very one of the younger boys. Funny when you see her in interviews and everything. She's very, very, very funny.
Yeah,
I like her.
I wonder. I don't know her background, her training.
I think she went to I listened to a podcast. She went to CalArts, I think.
Oh, I think you're right.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I was just talking. Actually, the other day, I was talking to someone who went to CalArts, and he was like talking about Alison Brie, and I was like, "Why are you talking about Alison Brie?" He's like, "Oh, because she went to CalArts," and I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
I didn't know that the two related. Yeah, she did.
That's right.
All right. So that is your number 3.
3.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, what is your number 3?
I'm actually going to do a quick swap out. I know, I'm crazy.
So
it is Charlene Yee. I was trying to think of who it was, yeah. And I couldn't think of her name forever, so it took me a while to figure out who it was. You'll remember her. Probably the two roles you'll mostly remember on is Knocked Up and This Is 40, where she plays the Jody, the coworker of...
We should switch boyfriends.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
She's really funny. And you might remember Ricardo from Paper Heart with Michael Cera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which she did. And she was on House for a very long time. Now, she's a younger one, like you said, doesn't have a lot of credits to her name. But she's so funny. And every scene, she'll have these like tiny little scenes and things.
Yeah.
And that'll be the only, but you'll remember her. And later you'll be like, oh, my God, that girl's so funny. No, you'll never remember her name, but oh, my gosh, that girl's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I walked past her at Griffith Park one time.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. She was just as weird, quirky.
She is like the quintessential quirky girl. She is very weird and strange, but everybody loves her. I just feel like she's one of those people that you just want to like. And I'm sure she's a comedian, really. Like that's her job, right? She's more of a comedian than an actor.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think she does bands and stuff like that. And I don't know what her original background is. She seems like she must have come out of Groundlings or UCB
one
or something.
Of those. I think so too.
I feel like she had to have. And I don't have any evidence of that at all, so I don't know. But her first role was on 30 Rock. That was her first thing. Episode of 30 Rock.
I wonder if she maybe did interned with one of those things, like page or something.
Maybe she came up through,
or maybe she came up as a writer's assistant, then a writer. Because I know, what's his name? Childish Gambino. What's his name?
Oh, Donald Glover.
Like he came out of 30 Rock, but as a writer.
Yeah,
and then into
acting.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so she might have come up as a writer and then like gone into acting. I mean, a lot of those writers are actors, but they kind of that's how they find their way into acting.
Uh-huh.
Like that's how they get their foot in the door.
Right.
Yeah,
she's hilarious. She's funny. I like her a lot.
I like her awkwardness.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Yeah. That's
she's
that's
the
where
type
humor
of
is.
Person that if this kind of stuff happened to you, that happens to her, like personally me, I would be like,
you would shut down.
Yeah, I would shut down. I'd go like probably sit in a corner and be like, I just need to sit for a little bit. But she like just takes a hold of it and like uses it to her advantage.
Yeah.
And it's great.
That was your number 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My number 3 is, she's older, and again, this actress has been everything, and you've probably seen her. She's got a very distinct voice and a distinct face. I'm not going to say anything. Her name is Ileana Douglas. She's been in everything. Like, she was in The Passion of the Christ, she was in New York Stories, Goodfellas, Cape Fear. I remember her in Cape Fear. She played, Robert De Niro's, Robert De Niro has a scene with her where... Oh man, it's pretty rough. But she is amazing. She's really good.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I just pulled it up. I see. Yeah, I know.
How do you spell her first name?
I L L E A N A.
Okay, I was like, I can't find her.
there's a movie that I really, really dig. It's called Alive. Yeah. It's about the survivors of the Andes, the ones from the rugby team, and she has a part in that. And she's so good in that. She plays the wife of I think one of the coaches or players, and like her. Like weighing out whether they're gonna eat somebody, like be cannibals to survive or not. It's pretty hectic. I don't know if you should check out that movie. Ethan Hawke is in it as well.
What movie are you talking about?
It's a movie called Alive.
Oh.
It's about the survivors of the Andes, the rugby team.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that one.
It's good. It's a little like PG for my taste because Frank Marshall directed it, who's like Spielberg's producer. So it's a little like. It's a little too clean for me. Like, I wish it was a little bit more like a R version of it. But the performances are so great. Ileana Douglas is great. Ethan Hawke is in it. John Malkovich plays an older version, right. I think, of Ethan Hawke. And the way they do the movie is really cool. Like, they do it, they open up with narration. Like, there's actors pretending to be the real actors, the real people. And Malkovich is one of them. And I think he plays an older Ethan Hawke. And it's a really great movie. And she's amazing in it. And it, her scene like debating whether or not to eat other people and whether or not if she dies they could eat her is they're pretty like intense scenes. I remember her most from she's great in Ghost World. She plays the art teacher in Ghost World.
That's really
and she's in Chasing Amy. She's in Speaking of what's her name? Of the girl from Friends. Jennifer Aniston. She's in Picture Perfect. She's in Seinfeld. She's in one episode of Seinfeld.
Well, she's got this huge, like, I mean, she's one of those types that's been a guest star on every single television show.
She was in a show that I really dug. It was about Hollywood. It was called Action. It was with Jay Moore. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
I think it only ran for one season.
Has he had a successful TV show that's really been successful?
The thing is, he still gets them.
He still gets
to. So he's getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for Jay Moore. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried that he's not doing okay. I'm sure he's fine.
It's funny. He had a reputation for being an asshole.
I know, and it kind of turned around.
He kind of turned around.
He turned it around.
He's kind of like known as a nice guy now.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, like, everyone in SNL like would say that guy's an asshole. Every comedian would say
I think he found out that's what people thought of him, and he turned it around.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Here's an interesting thing about Ileana Douglas. She's the granddaughter of Melvin Douglas.
Really?
Yeah, film actor.
Oh wow, I think I heard that like in an interview, but oh man, how did I forget that? She's in a great movie. It's an indie. It came out in 2002. It's called Dummy, and it's with Adrian Brody and Mila Jovovich.
Yes.
Jankovic.
I don't know how to Jovovich. Say it.
But it's Adrian Brody, and he plays a guy who's really into ventriloquism. And Ileana Douglas is in it, and she's really funny and really really great. But man, she's been in a lot of movies, good ones, bad ones. She was in The Adventures of Pluto Nash. But yeah, she's in 6 Feet Under. You name it, she's been in it. She's one of those girls.
I think she got nominated for 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the part that stands out the most for me is her part in Cape Fear, the remake with by Martin Scorsese. So that is my number 3.
All right. Okay. So my number 2 is one of the older ones on my list. Mm-hmm. It's she always plays the mom, but like on comedy, so the comedy mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mary Steenburgen.
Oh,
Steenburgen?
Burgen. Sorry. Burgen. Yeah. So I personally know her from like the mom and Step Brothers.
Yeah.
And all those type things. So
she's in Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clifford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great. And that's another one who, like, once you see her face, and it's funny because she's really attractive. And
she
she's
is.
Older now.
Yeah.
And she's still attractive.
Yeah.
And
she
is. She's happily married to Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Only she knows the secret of Ted Danson's hair plugs. she's in Justified.
She always plays like a hilarious, like, Southern mom, though. Yeah. The Proposal, she's funny in that. She's, she's in all those. New ones where she's hilarious.
She's
in The Help.
She's very, very funny. Oh, hilarious. The Help was the funniest movie.
Oh, man.
God, what a comedy.
That's the one.
That's it. she's in a ton of things. And like another lady who is really, really funny and could do really dramatic parts and stuff.
She was also in Back to the Future 3. I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm. I said that. That's
yeah. Did you say that?
Important part. Yeah. what else?
Elf. She's the mom in Elf.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. How could we forget that? She's really sweet in that.
Apparently, yeah. She's going to be in the first episode of the next season of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, she just... I just read that. How she got...
Yeah.
Who's she supposed to play?
Doesn't say. It just says she's going to be in it.
She's in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't she have an affair with Johnny Depp in that? Or his character?
I can't remember.
I think so.
Did her and Ted Danson meet in Gulliver's Travels?
I think they were with each other before that.
I think they were.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. She's in The Parent Trap. Did you mention The Parent Trap? I mean, Parenthood. Sorry. The Parent Trap.
I was like, not Parent
Trap. Why did I say The Parent Trap?
I was like, I thought you meant maybe like Parent Trap 2 with Lindsay Lohan or
something. No. She was in Parenthood. Sorry. She's in Time After Time. I forgot about that. Wow. Yeah. Going South with Jack Nicholson. She's in that too. Whoa. She's had a good career.
Yeah. She's great.
Nice. All right. And that is your number 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mary Steenburgen.
Burgen. I don't know.
We should have somebody on here just to help us pronounce names.
I think Marilyn met her once. Maybe she knows.
Yeah. What is your number 2?
My number 2 is Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
because she is amazing. One of the funniest ladies to ever live, I think.
Yeah.
And she's one of those character actors that what she did amazingly well is become different characters and become completely crazy characters. And, you know, of course, she's a Saturday Night Live alum and married to Gene Wilder. And you know, died very young. But she's just one of those people that, as soon as I heard character or actress, it's like I can't help but think of Gilda Radner and her amazing comedy ability. And it made me then also think of Jane Curtin, because I think of the two of them almost together, doing Saturday Night Live together, Gilda Radner and Jane Curtin. And them working together, which was always a lot of fun whenever they were on screen together. And there's all these great stories that if you ever read one of the Saturday Night Live books, there's one Bill Murray talks about the last time that he saw her and he started carrying her around at a party because she said she was going to go and he didn't want her to go because she hadn't been around for a while because she'd been sick and then she wasn't sick and then she was sick again. So he just carried her. He literally, as she was leaving, picked her up and just started carrying her around and said, well, you can't go until you say goodbye to everyone. So he dragged her around and made her say goodbye to everyone like 10 different times. And, and you know, she was just laughing so hard. He's like, I almost thought we could have, he says, she was laughing so hard we could have lost her right then and there. But he's saying how it was one of his favorite parties he'd ever been to. And it was the last time he did see her. You know, she's just such a funny person.
Yeah.
And in amongst those really funny Saturday Night Live years, the early ones.
She was in like Haunted Honeymoon with her husband, Gene Wilder. Right. The Woman in Red.
I don't really think much about her movies. Like
that's not what you remember her.
Yeah, I don't really remember the movies as much as the Saturday Night Live stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But she definitely had a good run for you know.
I know. Well, she died very young. Yeah, she was very, very young. She was only 43 when she passed away.
Wow. Oh, she's in The Last Detail. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, she would have been, you just think of all the stuff that she would have made after that. I mean, she was so young.
Yeah.
But she was so funny.
Excuse me. My number two is, who should I go with? This is a hard one. This is a tie, but I'm going to go with Linda Hunt. Do you know who Linda Hunt is? She is, I'll tell you who she is. She's really funny. She is like where I remember her as a kid.
And then I know back, her.
She was the principal in Kindergarten Cop.
Right.
But this is another lady who has been in everything, and she kind of she has a very distinct look. She's very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks, even though she doesn't voice the character. But she reminds me of the lady who does the costumes for The Incredibles.
And The Incredibles. Does she play
Brad
that?
That's Brad Bird, actually.
Oh, okay. But yeah, they made it look like exactly like her.
I feel like
she should sue them, kind of, is what I think should happen, actually.
Yeah. She's in Popeye. She's in, she's in so much stuff. She's in Silverado. She's in If Looks Could Kill. I remember her from that. She played Isla Grunt, and she's in a ton of stuff. Maverick, The Relic. She did a voice on Pocahontas, Dragonfly, Carnival. She's just this tiny little lady that has like a ton of personality, and she's amazing in every role she does. Like I said, she really stands out for me in Kindergarten Cop, especially like her scenes with Arnold. Like Arnold towers over her.
Oh yeah, because she's so small.
I
don't think Arnold's that tall, actually.
He isn't, actually, but
he's just little.
It's funny. I always thought Arnold was really tall until I saw a picture with him in The Rock, and The Rock towers over.
Right. Arnold, I don't think Arnold is actually that tall at all.
He's just a wide dude, but
put him next to small people, makes him look bigger.
Yeah. But she's in a ton of stuff. Great character actress. Her and the mom from I forget her name. The mom from The Goonies was a tie, but I picked Linda Hunt. I feel like we're gonna do a part two of this list. There's so many great character actresses. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jenny, what is your recap on your number one?
All right. So my number five was Tina Majorino. Four was Aubrey Plaza. Three, Alison Brie. Two, Mary Steenburgen. And my number one is Judy Greer.
That's right. I stole your number one.
Yeah.
Apologies.
That's okay.
Michelle, what is your recap on your number one?
Okay. So my recap was Carol Kane, Melissa Leo, Charlene Yee, and Gilda Radner. And my number one is another funny lady with a lot of character work, and that's Tracy Ullman.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The Tracy Ullman show.
Right.
Oh. You know, she's also
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, she's another one that's been in a lot of stuff. And of course, The Simpsons came out of the Tracy Ullman show.
Yep.
But she's very she's one of those ones who just does this great character work. She always does huge characters, and that's what she did on her TV show. Which I don't know. Did that show start in England and then come here?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Good question. I don't know. But I only remember from here. So, and we didn't have, I didn't have like BBC America growing up. So,
right. So, I mean, cause she is English, she's English born, but you know, I remember her like in Small Time Crooks.
That's my favorite part of hers for some reason. She's just great as Frenchie. Like,
right. She's so funny. And
her scene was, her scenes with Hugh Grant are pretty fucking amazing. Like, like just them two together, like she plays such a like a New Jersey like wife, and Hugh Grant with his like, you know, English accent. Oh man, they're so funny.
And Bullets Over Broadway.
Yeah.
She's great in that. And Robin Hood Men in Tights, she plays that one with it. She has like a wart on her face.
Yeah.
And but yeah, she's one of those actresses that's when you need like someone really funny and doing some crazy character, she's kind of a go to and she's so good at it.
Aired in the U.S. in 1987.
Yeah.
Filming locations are California.
Oh, okay. So
Fox
Studios. It was a U.S. show. I wasn't sure
if it
was a British show. I wonder if she did a British show before then or not. She did say she did become a U.S. citizen eventually. And the hardest part of that was that she was forced to listen after they were inducted to Proud to Be an American.
She's got a great voice, too.
Oh, yeah. And she does this crazy, like she does a lot of voiceover work because of that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because she can just go from different character voices back and forth so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love it.
Oh, it says, and she always ended her American TV shows by telling the audience to go home. I remember that. She always said, go home.
All right. My recap is Judy Greer, number five. Four was Beth Grant. Three, Ileana Douglas. Two was Linda Hunt. And my number one is a two-way tie. It's the two Catherines. One is Catherine Keener.
Okay.
I love Catherine Keener.
Yeah. I like
she is, if you don't know who she is, you probably know her best as, I guess, there's a lot of movies you know. I guess the most popular thing was 40-Year-Old Virgin. She plays Steve Carell's love interest in that.
You also think in Being John Malkovich, she's in that.
She's in Captain Phillips. She does a lot of voiceover stuff as well, but her stuff got cut out of Bad Grandpa, but I heard an interview with Jeff, what's his name, the director of it, and he said that her stuff was so funny, but he's like, we just ran out of like time to put in the movie. He's like, but there's gonna be an extended version of it later. But she played the wife apparently, and she was amazingly funny. But she's another woman who like transitions seamlessly from comedy to like really dark serious roles. She was in Enough Said, which was really underrated.
That's right. That's right. She was.
Well, it had a horrible title for that movie, but great movie.
Yeah. Like, that was
James Gandolfini's last movie.
His last movie, yeah.
With Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
And they're both very good in it.
Yeah. She's in the new movie by the writer-director of... oh my God, I'm drawing a blank here, Michelle. The movie that I love that's kind of a musical about the Swell Season. There's a musical that's it's coming. Once. The writer director of Once, yeah. That's what she has next coming up. The writer director of Once has a new movie called Begin Again, and it starts Mark Ruffalo and the British girl. What's her name? Anyway, Catherine Keener is also in it. She plays one of the leads. Keira Knightley. Damn it. Why couldn't I remember her name? That I'm really actually excited to see because he hasn't done anything since Once.
Right.
But he, Catherine Keener is in a ton of things. A Late Quartet, The Oranges, Capote. Serious. Yeah, Capote. She's amazing. Capote. She plays the author of... damn it. I'm trying to blank.
Oh, of she plays To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Harper Lee.
Lee. Uh-huh. Yes.
Thank
damn
you.
She's great in that. Her scenes with Philip Seymour Hoffman are awesome.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. Catherine Keener is she's one of those just very natural actresses. Yes. She's very natural on screen.
She's really good looking too. I mean, I think she's good
she's
looking.
She's got a great body. Yeah. Like the times we've seen her take her clothes off, it's like Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
She's in Cyrus. With Jonah Hill, yeah. And she's really funny in that.
Oh, yeah.
I always find it hard to say this. Schenectady? Or
Schenectady in New York. Yeah, yeah.
In New York, yeah.
Which is the craziest movie of all time, where we all had to look at what Charlie Kaufman's head looks like, and it's a very scary place where houses are on fire for 20 years.
Did you guys ever see Hamlet 2?
Mm-mm.
She's in that. She's
Who does she play in Hamlet 2? I've never seen that. What you is it about? It? Is it? I mean, because everyone dies in Hamlet 1, okay. So...
Just watch it. Okay. Just watch it. It stars Steve Coogan. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
It's really, really funny, but I don't want to spoil anything. She's in Into the Wild. Capote, we said.
She was kind of like she was the indie darling for a while.
Yeah.
Like, she was in every indie film for a while.
Parker Posey's like the young version of her.
Right.
Parker Posey's going to be the next Catherine Keener.
Speaking of, there's another good character actress, mm-hmm. Parker Posey.
Yeah. I think we used her in our comedy woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, episode. I mean, because she was in every single Christopher Guest movie.
I didn't put any of them on here. They could all be character actors.
You said a second Catherine. Well, this is what I was guessing it was.
Catherine O'Hara. Talked about her.
I know. We did talk about her for the comedy
but
woman.
But she's great.
But, but I just had to bring her up because she doesn't get enough praise, I think. Like, she is so subtle and so funny. I love her. One of my favorite roles of hers is in Orange County. She plays a mom.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I want my booty. He's like, well, go get it. She plays a mom, and she's really great, really natural. She plays drunk so good. But like we said, best in show.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of steals her scenes. She plays...
All of those girls can technically, I think, be considered character actors and are all some of the funniest characters out there.
Well, all the Christopher Guests, all of those guys. Yeah,
those, absolutely. And I was thinking also, like, not the main girls in Bridesmaids, but the bridesmaids in Bridesmaids.
Right.
Like Wendy and Ellie and Melissa McCarthy.
Obviously Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
like
all three of them are
one of the
great character actresses.
Great, of today. Well, I mean, I would say all those would be on my honorable mention list. Yeah. And like you said, we kind of talked about a lot of them.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put them in here.
Yeah, and the comedy one. But, you know, like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph. I mean, these are all
good, but I kind of consider them lead actresses.
Now they're they're paving their own way. Like the women that are coming out of this generation of SNL. Ever since Tina Fey.
Even Kristen Wiig, I kind of consider a lead.
Right, a lead, even
though. But they're character-y. They can do character, but I think...
They're more leads.
They're more leads.
I don't know if it's because they're produced, like you said, they're paving their own way.
They're
producing.
They're doing it themselves.
So they don't. They're not.
And writing.
Not,
and writing their own stuff.
They're writing
too.
Their own stuff. So they're not limited to the Hollywood version of what a leading actress is.
Yeah.
Because which is why things have changed now.
Yeah.
Because
things
of that.
Are different.
Yeah.
I mean, they would. You know. And that you're right because they are definitely more leading. But there are other ones like the younger ones coming up that we didn't talk about. Like, I was thinking like Alison Pill. And she's another one that could be leading, but she does a lot of really great character work. Immediately comes to mind is Midnight in Paris, where she plays Zelda Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's, you know, you have Brie Larson is another one who I think might be, she's kind of on that verge. Even though she is usually the lead, she does do the character stuff well.
Yeah.
And another one is Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
And none of us thought of her or none of us brought her up. But I mean, she's another one who... Is
a
character
she's
actress,
kind of her own way, like
but
you said.
Like you said with Tina Fey, she's the lead in her own TV show.
Yeah.
Here's a
yeah.
character actress who's the, but it's because she's
making
writing it and
lead.
She's making, she's producing it. So she's like, you know, what? Why does the lead have to look like?
Right.
But also, she knows
someone
she,
else.
She knows how to write for herself the best.
Right.
You know, so she knows what what she'll shine at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Anna Faris is another one that kind of goes into that category where she's attractive, could be the lead, but she's kind of writes herself more these charactery parts, and she's always produced and written herself in these more charactery parts.
Yeah. She's really funny in that movie with Ryan Reynolds. What's it called?
Just Friends.
Yeah. She's amazing in that.
I like Mom. Yeah. I think Mom's a really funny TV show. Allison Janney in that is another one who proves, like, Allison Janney, I would never have been like, oh, yeah, she's a great comedy person. Like, you think of her as this really talented, dramatic actress. And then she comes on this sitcom, and she's actually really, really funny on it.
Wasn't she in Juno?
She was. Yeah. And she has a couple other comedy parts before then. But before that, you just think, oh, West Wing, and she was really...
But you never thought sitcom funny.
No, you never would have thought sitcom funny. And she's hilarious on Mom.
Yeah.
Another one that I have one more honorable mention, and it's on the Linda Hunt kind of bandwagon. Mindy Sterling. Similar look. Austin Powers.
Yes, she played that. Yeah. Well, actually, Mindy Sterling plays a version of Linda Hunt's character in If Looks Could Kill.
Like, oh,
it's, and James Bond things. Too,
But
it's her comedic take on it. Is it me or am I the only one that finds what's her name? The girl from Bridesmaids, the lead? What's her name?
Kristen Wiig.
What I find very interesting in Bill Murray is what I find interesting in Kristen Wiig, which is that she's comically tragic. Like, there's something sad behind, like, her humor. Like, something, like, a little depressing, a little sad. And same thing with Bill Murray. Like, every time he does something funny, there's something just a little sad about what he does.
Yeah.
But I find them, like, she's, like, the female Bill Murray for me. Like, I feel like she eventually is going to do some great dramatic work. Eventually.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She definitely is. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. It's just great to see when like comedic actresses do that jump to drama and they kind of really shine. Well, you know, look at Robin Williams. He's amazing. He's won an Oscar for playing dramatic parts. Well,
and Jim Carrey has played, when he plays the dramatic parts, you're
in,
like,
the right way.
And you're like, holy shit, you're good. Yeah. What?
When he plays the depressed guy, he kills it.
I know, he kills it. When he turns to certain roles, that you're just like, oh my God, I never realized you were good.
Even The Majestic, which people found.
Well, I like The Truman Show a lot.
Of course, yeah. Bonnie Hunt.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie Hunt's another one.
And then which one's the lady from Kinsey? She's really good, too. But she's kind of a leading
from
lady.
From what?
Oh, I forgot her name. Oh my God, she's in Kinsey, Michelle?
Kinsey.
She's in a ton of movies.
Kinsey. What is Kinsey?
It's the one with Liam Neeson's. Liam Neeson's.
Oh, the sex one.
Yeah, she plays his wife.
How do you spell that?
I can't think of it. Never mind. He's an amazing actress, and I forgot. I guess she doesn't really play the character parts, but...
Liam Neeson. I'm going to go that route. I'm going to pull up Liam Neeson. I don't know how to spell Kinsey. I've tried four different spellings and I can't get it.
Oh my God. I can't. I'm ashamed.
Laura Linney. Yeah. I love Laura Linney.
She's another who like,
did you just say Bonnie Hunt as well?
Both.
Yeah.
Bonnie Hunt's great too.
Yeah. Bonnie Hunt. And like, isn't she in Jerry Maguire? She's amazing as a sister.
Oh yeah. And the sister in Jerry Maguire. Another one is, Jean Smart.
Yeah.
Is another one who's so good.
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Juliette Louis-Dreyfus. No, Juliette Lewis is another one who shines in dramatic parts, like Natural Born Killers and stuff like that.
Right.
But she's also really funny. Fucking really funny, in Old School.
Doesn't she just seem like she might be a little crazy?
But
there's
like
got to be
so
like there's got to be
probably.
Like she has got to be crazy. Another one who like I feel like has got to be crazy.
She's not on her meds then.
Right. Amanda Plummer.
Yeah, but she's great. Another character
and great character actress. You feel like she must be crazy.
She's for the people who don't, she's the in the opening scene of Pulp Fiction.
Right, she's Bunny.
She's Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny.
But yeah, she seems like she could snap at any moment.
Like you just know, like that. You got to keep her on her meds.
I feel like she is that character for some reason.
Right, I know. But you know, I mean, I remember her from you know, early on in the 80s. Like she did all these great roles, and she was kind of always the weird girl. Like she was the weird. She never played the lead. She was always the character.
The weird
girl.
Crazy girl.
She was always the weird crazy girlfriend or the one that was like being psycho or I'm trying to think like what a good example of that was. But yeah, she did. She always seemed to just be a little bit weird.
You know who I'm excited to see more
Joe
of?
Joe versus the Volcano. She was in that.
I'm really excited, and she plays she's not a character per se, but she plays a lot of supporting parts so far. Joan in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
She
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, I want to see more of her. You know, she was great in Drive and stuff like that.
But yeah, I don't really consider her a character actress.
She's
bosomy, but she's not a character actress.
She's bosomy.
Oh, Lily Taylor. There's another one.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about. I was just like, I'm just like.
And Lily Tomlin.
And Lily Tomlin and Pamela Adlon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another one. I mean, there's a lot. There's
Bobby Hill's voice. That's how much range she has. She's right. Bobby Hill's voice.
I love Lily Taylor. I remember Lily Taylor. She's the best friend in Say Anything, and that's what I always remember as, is she's his best friend in Say Anything.
It's funny because it was me or the only person who like wanted them to hook up. Like they're like,
and Say Anything.
They should be together.
Like, stop going after that hot chick.
Ione Sky is going to leave you, you know, when she moves to New York.
And obviously Lily Taylor's in love with you, idiot.
She's too emotional.
But all right, so I think... We'll leave it at that so we can do a part two of this episode. All right. You could find us on Twitter at The List Film Podcast. Nope. You could find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could find us on our website at thefilmpodcast.com, where you'll find all the links to all our stuff, our profiles on Letterboxd, all that stuff. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERAS.
I'm at Janae. That's JEHNEIGH.
And I'm at Michelle Coyle, MICHELLECOYLE.
Ooh, coily. all right.
That's a lot of letters. I should have rethought that.
Yeah.
I think you could just say Michelle. You could just spell it Coyle. People probably know how to spell Michelle, right?
Right. I don't know. Well, because it's two L's, because some idiots out there only do it with one L. They're wrong.
Well, those are the ones I got to spell it with one L.
Right.
They should just assume that it has two, right?
Right.
The people who spell it with one L are boys, and they're French.
Michelle
Gondry.
I have a really good friend from college, Michelle Friedman.
Michelle's with one L.
She spells it with one L.
Maybe she's French.
I don't think so.
All right. Until next time, have a good week.
Okay.